Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Kim Davis. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to this week's show, as always. So glad that you have joined me on the show. There is, there's always a lot going on, right? It has been a busy week. I cannot believe it is already Thursday. And last week, I promised you guys a second broadcast on Tuesday, and we didn't start that yet, but we will. And so I will send you notifications and let you know, but we are looking at next Tuesday. Just had some things that were going on. But welcome to everybody that's joining on Blog Talk, all of you who are on Facebook, and also to those of you over on Periscope. Welcome to this week's show. And we're going to wait a few minutes so that we can get some of the folk on. Let's talk about Conor and Floyd. Okay, over on Periscope, they want to talk about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. That fight is coming up, and we will talk about that, definitely. We will also, obviously, we're going to talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about Carmelo Anthony. Will he be a Houston Rocket? What is the latest? Where do things stand? And we will talk about Major League Baseball. The majors are on break following the All-Star break and the All-Star game, which is a little anticlimactic on earlier this week. The home run contest, though, if you were an Aaron Judge fan, that was exciting. And even if you're not an Aaron Judge fan, you got to like the home run contest. It's one of the best parts of the week. Cameron says, I don't really know a lot about sports. Well, Cameron, you are in the right place. You don't have to know a lot. Hang with us for the next hour, and you will have a few things that you can walk around and talk about, and nobody has to know that you don't know about sports because you can learn it right here on Chalk Talk. Okay, as we get started, definitely want to make sure that I let you know about people that help us do what we do here. We know we partner with the good folk over at Sunshine's Vegan Deli, and it's over. If you're in Houston, many of you listen from other parts of the country, appreciate you, know that you're not local. But want to tell you, if you are local, and thank you for the hearts, I appreciate that. If you are local, we want to make sure that you know, you can go by and check them out. 3102 Old Spanish Trail, near the medical center, not far from the Reliance Stadium area, the VA hospital, really, really easy to get to and a lot of things to check out. If you're not vegan, it is okay. You can go by and have smoothies and salads. So being vegan just means that things are not made with animal products. And there are some things in the store that are not vegan, okay? They're not vegan, right? But they have a lot of great things. They carry some of my Kimmy Treat products. They carry the Kimmy Bars, not vegan, but very good. They carry the cookies, the white chocolate cookies that are gluten-free, but not vegan. And they also carry my Kimmy Corn, now that is vegan. We have truffle and ghost peppers are the main flavors. I try other things and take them there, but everybody seems to go back and really like the truffle and ghost pepper. Go by, check them out, and give it a shot. And make sure you tell Arga and her team that you heard about it on Chalk Talk. Welcome to the DeHoogel, first day on Periscope. Periscope, welcome. Thank you for joining us. So we are waiting for some people to get on board. Good morning, Freddie Willis. Welcome, welcome. And good morning, Morsi. Really? Good morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. As you tune in and as you join, if you will, go ahead and hit that share button so that you can share the broadcast with your online community. I would really appreciate that. That helps to grow the audience. And we are trying to do that, working on a new podcast and still working on some TV possibilities. So thank you for that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Of course, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call in today. I pretty much have an open line. I had a couple guests lined up, and not sure why you say hi, Mom, but hello over on Periscope. Angel is at Doggy Daycare, so I'm certain that that's not from her. If you want to be a part of the show, you can give me a call, 773-897-6343. If you want to, you know, you got something to say, if there's something on your mind, you can call in and be a part of this show today live. So I welcome you to do that. Good morning, Don Payne. Welcome, welcome. Always good to have you on the show and tuned in. So, of course, one of the biggest stories in sports, the ESPYs took place last night, right? That's always exciting. If you saw, did you see the ESPYs? Did you see Michelle Obama? I just love Michelle Obama. And she, you know, narrated the presentation for Special Olympics and the Shrivers, who, you know, are founders of that. And it's always good to see Michelle Obama. Good morning, sister. Welcome. Glad to see you. Glad to have you tuned in. Hello over on Periscope. So you want to talk about the ESPYs, we can do that. We can talk about the ESPYs. But, you know, one of the biggest sports stories, if you will, especially in Houston, and although we talk about stories across the spectrum nationally around the country, if you follow me, I'm based out of Houston. This is the world headquarters of the KD Company, which is, of course, home to Chalk Talk. So that's what you've tuned into today, and I appreciate you being here. So we cover a lot of Houston teams, Rockets, Astros, Texans, Texas Southern University, Rice University, Texas A&M Aggies. We do all of that, and we do the national stories as well. So with that said, clearly one of the big stories is about the Houston Rockets and Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony, the 10-time All-Star forward with the New York Knicks, been in the league for 15 years, led Syracuse to a national championship, averages about 22, 23 points a game. They might get Melo. The Knicks have made it clear that it is time to, it looks like, that it is time to part ways. And, of course, Melo has a no-trade clause in his contract. He has said that he would waive that clause for two teams, the Cavaliers and the Rockets. And the team that the Knicks seem to be in the most conversation with about acquiring Carmelo Anthony happens to be the Houston Rockets, right, a team that I cover. So while this city is getting ready tomorrow for CP3 Day, Chris Paul will be introduced officially as a Houston Rocket. They'll have a press conference, a little bit of a festival. They're opening it up to fans and season ticket holders to be a part where they can, you know, see and experience this press conference. While all that is going on, there is still a lot of conversation about the possibility of Carmelo Anthony becoming a Houston Rocket. Now, that requires a trade, and it's a multi-team trade, and there have been a couple of different scenarios about the possibility of that, right? The latest rumor on that, if you will, seems to be that deal is getting closer. Spider says Paul, Melo, and Harden are all ball dominant, but I hope it'll work. You are right. And one of the things that people keep bringing up about that, because it's obviously you go, you know what, are there enough balls to go around for Carmelo, Chris Paul, and James Harden? But all of these guys are maturing for the most part, you'd like to think. You know, definitely I think Chris Paul is, and Melo is probably at a point, you know, after all he's accomplished in the league and the money he's made, now they want to win. And James Harden, I'm sure, wants to win. You know, if you've listened to me, you know, I'm not just sold that he really knows how to win, win in the postseason. That's been a challenge for him sometimes, handling all that pressure on his own. So bringing in two other players, they already have Chris Paul, but if they are also able to bring in Carmelo Anthony, you know, that could change the game for him. You know, that could definitely change the game in terms of what he is able to do. I mean, I'm open and willing to see if that will make the difference. I think that we know who James Harden is. He is an amazing, incredible individual talent. He is all world in regular season. And he does pretty good in postseason until the game is on his shoulders. I don't think he handles that particular pressure well. Just one woman's opinion. That's just what I think. So, bringing in other players who can shoulder some of that responsibility may be the thing that he needs. I don't know, right? Not really sure. But, you know, it could be. It very well could be. So we're going to see. Right now they definitely have Chris Paul. And as they try to work out a deal for Carmelo Anthony, I keep getting updates and keep hearing that it's close, it's close. But as of right now, unless it's happened in the last, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, nothing has happened yet, right? Carmelo Anthony is still a New York Knicks, and the Houston Rockets still have what they have. Now, yesterday there was a three-team deal that looked like it may have made some sense. It could work. It was with Milwaukee, the Houston Rockets, and the New York Knicks. Well, today, you know, since then, there's been talk about the need for a fourth team. You got to make the numbers work. There's just a lot that has to be worked out. And the latest is that Portland could be the most likely trade partner with this Rockets deal. So it looks like Carmelo is destined to be a Rocket, and there are one or two unknown teams. So he has agreed to waive his no-trade clause to come to Houston. But any deal that is going to be complicated and require at least three teams, some say four. So Anthony, and here's why. I'll explain it the best that I can. So Carmelo, it makes $26 million. And the outgoing salary required to meet NBA rules would dictate or make it necessary for Houston to trade Ryan Anderson, who's at right at $20 million, right? So Eric Gordon, Clint Capella, and Trevor Ariza could all be used in varying combinations to make the trade happen. But Morey seems unwilling to move any of those players, so which I think is smart. You need Eric Gordon and Trevor Ariza and Clint Capella, not necessarily in that order, but those players need to be a part of this team. It looks like Morey, which makes the most sense to me, is most set on moving forward Ryan Anderson. Anderson is owed about $60 million over the next 3 years, and his contract around the league by some is thought of, you know, as being kind of, I don't even want to call it an albatross, but it's a big contract for a player who, after a season with the Rockets, you're going, did they really play for that? So, you know, they're supposedly search for a fourth team to complete the trade. And there's a trade machine app or site, and you can send the four teams from Melo, and they'll give them a rating. So there's been all kind of, like, potential deals people have posted and said, oh, maybe this would work, this would work. Good morning, Michael Scott. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. And so whether or not that would really be the case, we will have to see. But apparently, you know, more than there's a lot of activity happening on this front, and it looks like a deal could be imminent, but nothing has happened yet. So Portland has contracts that they want to unload, and that's one of the issues. Oh, thank you for that. Venus just advanced to the Wimbledon finals. I was watching her semifinals match before I came on here. Venus Williams, at 37 years old, has advanced to the finals of Wimbledon. She has won now her 87th match in Wimbledon, surpassing her younger sister, who has 86 wins. And above them are Chris Everett with, I think, 96. And Martina Navratilova has won 120 Wimbledon matches. Remember, she played a lot of doubles as well. So congratulations to Venus Williams and for her victory today. I think she won the first set, maybe it was 6-4, and she was up 4-1 in the second when we started here, so I don't know what the final score was. I'm not saying that because that must mean something bad over on Periscope. Freddie says, good. Could New Orleans possibly be one of the teams involved? I don't know, Freddie. That's a good question. I'm not sure if New Orleans could be one of the teams involved. I don't know that they have anything to give that would – make that they'd be willing to give, let me say that. So Portland has the NBA second highest payroll. I know that may be hard to, you may be surprised by that, but Portland has the second highest payroll, and so they definitely need to, or would like to unload some contracts. Portland is spending more money on players next season than Golden State, than the Golden State Warriors. They're $39 million over the cap, okay? $39 million over the cap. Only the Cavaliers have more money locked up next year. And worse than all the money that's committed is the lack of, you know, utility players, a lack of contribution from some of the players that are on the contract. So here are some contracts that it looks like Portland should be perhaps willing to unload. They have the shooting guard, Alan Crabb, he's 25 years old, $56 million total, $19.3 million next year. He has 3 years left on his contract. Evan Turner at 28, another guard. He has $17 million next year, 3 years up on the contract, so you can look at $53 million. And Mo Harkless, $31 million total, a $10 million deal, $10 million next year, 3 years left. And Myers Leonard, 25, a $32 million contract, $9.9 million next year, 3 years left. So those are some contracts that some may say, hey, maybe this team is willing to unload. Would like to try to see if they could do something with. Many of the assets that the Cleveland is, that Portland is paying money for, they overlap a role that's already filled. I mean, they have Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum that are filling both of those guard slots. So it oftentimes makes Crabb and Turner push out to the three. And it limits the amount of time they can play on the court. So it makes their utility not really proportionate with what they're getting paid. Portland could use Anderson. Now, Anderson's making too much money. I think a lot of people think that. I mean, the Rockets are not going to say that, but I think those of us outside the organization would say, yeah, he's probably making too much money. Hello, my cousin Joyce Ann from Dallas, DeSoto, but we'll just go ahead and call it Dallas. Welcome, welcome. So Portland, let's go back to this info. So they could use Anderson. He's a really good 3-point shooter. He did that at about 40%, and on about seven attempts a game last year. That would be a big upgrade for Portland's offense. You don't really get much defense from Ryan Anderson, and you know, for the Rockets last year, he just didn't shoot well at home. So he immediately opens the floor for a Blazers team with the offensive motor that, you know, runs through its two outstanding guards. So that could be a good move for them. And they need some spacing for the big guy. Is it Jusuf Nurkić, the big Bosnian, who needs a lot of interior, you know, space to maneuver and do what he does, and their defense is too mainstream. So they could add another leaky sink to the collection and adopt, you know, that expectation that they'll just outscore people. You know, they could do that. They could become that team. So Portland is an interesting possibility. And it's a great partner for an Anthony to Houston deal because they've got several of their own Ryan Andersons already, right? They have roughly $56 million locked into players who they don't make the most of. So moving that salary to another team and taking on a player who at least fits their goals makes sense. For instance, the Knicks reportedly don't really want to look at players that are over the age of 25. They're looking for younger players. That's what they want. They want younger players. Those players I mentioned to you from Portland are all 25 years old. One of them is 28. But the guards are 25 years old, and so that could make sense for the Knicks, especially because they want to be younger. They don't want to bring in players that are older, you know, because if they're going to rebuild, which clearly this kind of says we are in a rebuilding space, then they want to bring in youth, right? They want to bring in youth. So that's a possibility. So we will see. Nothing is set in stone yet. You know, the Carmelo Carmelo apparently is confident that he will end up in Houston. And I know there have been conversations with people who say, well, you know, Carmelo Anthony and Mike D'Antoni had a time together in New York, and it didn't end so well, right? They didn't do well. Well, apparently Mike D'Antoni, even prior to the Chris Paul move, has apparently made it clear to Rockets management and ownership that he is okay. He's fine with working with Carmelo. They have whatever their differences were before. They're both willing to move past those and for the sake of trying to win a championship and do something big and something a whole lot bigger and better. That's, word on the streets. But that's apparently been made very clear. So it could happen. We could very well see that deal done. They're just working that out. So I keep kind of monitoring my different feeds and just to make sure that we don't miss anything. So that deal doesn't happen while we're here on the air. I'm here on the air with you when I somehow miss it. But, so we're talking about, Carmelo Anthony, the possibility that he might be a Houston Rocket before the season starts and maybe before the week is out or before much longer. The wheels are turning and we're just waiting to see what happens. But what other things are on your mind this week? There's a lot that's happening in the world of sports. Of course, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was earlier this week. It was nothing really big to talk about. People say, "Oh, the Astros players didn't look that good in that game." Yeah, the game does matter in terms of who gets home field advantage in the World Series. But for the Astros, here's what matters. They are starting the second half of this season with a 60-29 record. They have a big lead from anybody else in their division, and they clearly are the best team in the American League. For most of the first half of the season, the Houston Rockets had the best record in the majors. The L.A. Dodgers got that record right heading into the All-Star break. The Dodgers are 61-29, giving them hello from Spain. Welcome, Ballerina Forever. Glad to have you join us. I absolutely love Spain. In fact, it's one of my favorite places. What part of Spain are you from? Let me know. I'm curious. The L.A. Dodgers are 61-29. They have the best record overall in all of majors, and, of course, they obviously lead the National League. And the Houston Astros are 60-29. So we're talking a one game. I seem really nice. Thank you. So do you. They seem there's one game difference. Oh, from Sevilla. I've been to Sevilla. Beautiful, beautiful country. Beautiful city. Love that place. So, I almost lost my train of thought. I'm checking to see if I'm monitoring a few things. So let me get back to this. If you want to be a part of today's show, you can join us. You can obviously make your comments on Facebook Live, and you can also call in if you want to be a part of the broadcast. If you want to call in and talk to me and the audience, the number to do that is 773-897-6343. I'm going to put it on the screen again, 897-6343. A little dyslexic. Yeah. 897, there we go. You can be a part of the show by calling in and let me know what's on your mind. We can talk about the Rockets and the potential Carmelo Anthony deal. Of course, NFL camps are about a couple of weeks from getting started. I think the Texans start in about 2 weeks. They actually start about a week and a half. They go to camp on the 25th, so they're going to be up at the Greenbrier. I was trying to get there. It's not looking great that I'm going to make it to training camp up at the Greenbrier. It's just really hard to get to. I only had a few days that I could have traveled up there, and the flights are just outrageous because you've got to fly into, maybe Richmond and someplace to get into the market and then drive over. But we never know. We'll see what happens. So if you want to be a part of today's show, you want to call in, that number to do so is 773-897-6343. That's 773-897-6343. You too can call in and be a part of Chalk Talk today. would love to have you on the show and try not to cut my head off, but also with the number on the screen, I need to make a little bit of space. So what is on your mind? Someone over on Periscope earlier did talk about the Connor and Floyd flight. They wanted to know about that. Floyd Mayweather, of course, that flight is that next month? It should be interesting, and there's been a lot of talk about Floyd Mayweather, Floyd Money Mayweather, of course, as he calls himself. And that fight is for August 26th out at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Floyd Money Mayweather is taking on Conor McGregor, and still more than a month away, but things kind of got into full bloom this week. Floyd has the two superstars are both in the midst of a tour, if you will, a four-stop, four-day promotional tour, which will wrap up Friday inside London's Wembley Arena. And until now, you know, all their fighting, all their jabs and punches and insults have been over social media. So this man-to-man tour is the fight before the fight, in a sense. And some says it may be even more compelling than what happens in the ring. We shall see. Earlier this week was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And they scored the opening round to Mayweather. just by things they talk about with each other. The next stop was in Toronto, which was yesterday. That was stop two. And then they're headed to New York, where that will be the third stop, and the final stop will be in Wembley, will be in London. So, you know, this is all about promotion. It's all about selling tickets. It's all about money, and which is a lot of what sports is. We all know that. But Floyd Mayweather has made news for some things outside of the ring. He apparently has asked the IRS if he can hold off on paying his taxes until after this fight. Now, you know, that was something that has drawn a lot of, you know, jokes, and, you know, because Floyd talks about money. He's Floyd Money Mayweather. He's made a ton of money. And now he's saying, hey, we need to hold off on those taxes until after this next fight. Anyway, there have been a lot of jabs around that, if you will. And, you know, yesterday, in the first stop at the Staples Center, of course, you know, McGregor started off mocking Mayweather's sweatsuit. And he talked about his recently disclosed tax issue, which is always a brilliant counterpunch. So Mayweather said McGregor's looks good for a seven-figure fighter, and he said he even looks good for an eight-figure fighter, but I'm a nine-figure fighter, bragging about his much bigger earning power than McGregor. Anyway, so it's been that. McGregor predicts a fourth-round knockout. Mayweather said something he doesn't do too often. He predicted a knockout of his own because Mayweather's not really a knockout puncher. So that's kind of been what's going on. So if you want to talk about the McGregor-Mayweather, you know, we've got a lot of time to get to that. That fight, like I said, isn't until August the 26th, so there's plenty of time to get to McGregor and Mayweather. But we have what's happening around the NBA. We have the fact that the NFL teams are heading to camp in, depending on which team, a week and a half, 2 weeks. And, of course, we have the ESPYs Award that took place last night. And that's always good stuff, the ESPY winners. Houston Texans rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson is a winner. And some of the winners are Russell Westbrook was the best male athlete. Kevin Durant had the best championship performance. The best NBA player, of course, was LeBron James. No big surprise there. The Michael Phelps That's not his picture. Best record performing, breaking performance, and best U.S. male Olympian. Bob Hurley, best coach manager. Simone Biles got the best female athlete award. I'm trying to see. Simone Biles was also the best U.S. female Olympian. Golden State Warriors, hey, they're over on Periscope. Outstanding team. Aaron Rodgers was the best NFL player. Deshaun Watson, best male college athlete. So Deshaun Watson, of course, is the rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans, first-round draft pick, who we are, those of us who cover the Texans, are excited to, you know, see and hear. Usain Bolt was the best international athlete. Aaron Rodgers got the best play. Chicago Cubs had the best moment, of course, you know, winning the World Series. Mike Trout, best Major League Baseball player. Roger Federer, best male player. Eunice Kennedy Shriver got the Courage Award for her work with Special Olympics. And Michelle Obama made a presentation, and it was just really, it's always great to see Michelle Obama. She's great at what she does, and it's just a class act. And she, of course, also looked amazing. So I just went through some of the best, some of the winners from last night, but there were, it's always a good show. And Peyton Manning was the host. If you watched it, I'd love to know what you thought of, what you think about Peyton Manning. How do you think he did? Did you like his hosting style? Did you like what you saw from Peyton Manning? I thought he did a pretty good job. You know, Kevin Durant. Kind of wondering why Kevin Durant was dressed like he was going to deliver, you know, to serve meals at a shelter. I'm not really sure what that was about, right? Like, how do you show up like that? Maybe you don't wear a tuxedo, but could you put on a suit? Or could you just not look like you were going to do some work at a shelter or going to watch a pickup game? I just thought it was a little, you know, I don't know, inappropriate. And same with Russell Westbrook. He had on, you know, a jogging suit. I don't know why it is that sometimes we find it such a hard, so difficult to, you know, I don't know, perhaps we find it so difficult to just follow some of the rules. You know, it doesn't mean that you are somehow conforming. It just could really mean that you would, Heaven's Angel, good morning, that you just are doing what's appropriate, okay? How about that for a change? What is wrong with doing what is appropriate? And, yeah. All right, you're listening to Chalk Talk. I am your host, Kim Davis. If there's something on your mind you'd like to talk about, of course, always let me know. And for those of you who are watching, I ask that you would please share this video with your friends and with your social media community. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to sit in on a show with some friends over at Sports Radio 790. Sean Jones, host of The Bottom Line, and Adam Clanton was out, but Jason Braddock was also there. And their show's on from 11 to 2 every day, well, Monday through Friday. And they were kind enough to invite me in and share their space with me. So I always like to say thank you because people don't have to do that. And, in fact, most people don't. So I do appreciate them letting me be a part of their show yesterday. It was fun. We had some good callers, some interesting conversation. And, you know, it was fun. So if you've never listened to The Bottom Line on Sports Radio 790, check them out. They're off from 11 to 2. Of course, starting on Monday, that changes. They'll be on from 3 to 6 p.m. They're changing time slots, so they'll be on during drive time. And they've invited me back, so when I'm going back, I'll be sure and let you know. We've just been talking about the Conor Mayweather fight. What's on your mind over on Periscope? What would you like to say about Conor and Mayweather, the Conor Mayweather fight? It is a first in terms of having a UFC guy fight a boxing guy, and I think it will be interesting, right? And, you know, there was some conversation yesterday about whether or not Conor McGregor is racist, and I'm not, you know, I didn't really want to get into all that. So, but Conor McGregor is, you know, I guess it's because McGregor, when here's the thing, that probably came from when McGregor referred to Mayweather as a boy. We all know that, you know, calling a black man boy is thought to be racist. It's a racist kind of comment. And that's probably where that came from. So, you know, that's where it started as far as I know. And I guess that's the, you know, the genesis of it. He might be after the fight. He might be after the fight. Yeah, that, you know, I've asked people, you know, who are you taking in that fight, McGregor or Mayweather? You know, do you think that McGregor could, you know, really knock Mayweather out like he says he can? Or do you think that Mayweather, who never predicts knockouts for himself, actually predicted a knockout? You know, Mayweather is not that kind of fighter. He's a defensive fighter, and he just kind of wears you down. And, you know, he's really not a knockout fighter. Freddie says, I really want to see this fight. It sounded like McGregor is trying to get into Mayweather's head. It did. It did do that. And but do we think that's possible? What do we think about Mayweather and his constitution? I mean, how he's wired. You know, can McGregor really get into his head? I don't know. But I just think that Mayweather is really solid in the ring, and he has, you know, he's a smart boxer. He's smart in the ring. And so I think that's going to be challenging to get inside his head. But I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think the whole tax situation is interesting, and, you know, I don't know how much that bothers him. And I say that not because there haven't been athletes with a lot of money before struggle with some tax issues. And we say it's a struggle. I imagine if you can't pay your taxes with all the money he's made, there's something awry there, right? He will get a big payday in August when he has this fight with McGregor. But I don't, you know, what is his financial wherewithal? We would think it'd be pretty solid. And for a guy who likes to be referred to or has the name, you know, Floyd Money Mayweather, that there are some financial concerns. You know, oh, pardon me, I don't know where that came from. I'm certainly not tired. But that there are some financial concerns, you know, obviously are things that people are going to, you know, kind of be jabbing about. Andre says, I like McGregor, but under the rules of boxing, I'll put my money on Floyd Mayweather. You know what? I think, Andre, you make a really good point, because it is about which rules are they going under. And under the rules of boxing, because you can't have – you had to pick, you know, what are the rules going to be? And if they're going under the rules of boxing, I'm with you. I would put my, if I was a gambling woman, which I am not, I would put my money on Mayweather as well. So, you know, there's no question that McGregor is dominant in his sport, in the world of UFC, but it's going to be a little bit different, right? He's a mixed martial artist and professional boxer who's, you know, he is a boxer, but he's a part of the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and so he uses a lot of mixed martial arts. But he is a boxer, so, you know, he's done Brazilian jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, karate, kickboxing, and boxing. So he's a lot in his arsenal. But as Andre said, this will be the rules of boxing will apply in this particular match. So that somewhat, if you will, changes the game. All right, you're listening to Chalk Talk. We are today's an open line. We've been talking about the Houston Rockets and the potential deal for them to get Carmelo Anthony. That is still something that's being talked about, worked on, trying to make it work. It looks like they're going to have need four teams to pull this deal off. And a team that makes sense to be a part of it, who has some players they need to unload, which could help with the numbers and get there, is Portland. Portland has a lot of money tied up in players that they just don't get a lot of use out of because there's some overlap with their roster. So is Portland going to be the team? Yesterday we heard Milwaukee as a possibility, with Ryan Anderson going to Milwaukee. and then Milwaukee getting four players, two from the Knicks and two from the Rockets. The Rockets getting Carmelo Anthony, his salary, and giving up a future first-round pick. Is that what the deal is going to be, or is it really does it really involve a fourth team? And if so, what are the four teams? There's so many things we just don't know. Right, we don't know yet. We just don't know. I am monitoring my feeds just to see if anything happens, but there doesn't seem to be anything left. And let me say this. Since we're talking about basketball, and we've been talking about the possibility of the Rockets trading for Carmelo Anthony, the other possibility is that what if the Knicks just bought out his contract, which they clearly don't want to do, you know? And so I was talking to someone earlier today who said, yeah, I don't know why the Knicks just don't buy him out. He's disgruntled. He doesn't want to be there. And just it makes it easier. And then, of course, the Rockets would wait for that because that'd be great. Then Carmelo could, you know, play for the minimum because he's getting paid that money from New York. It looks like the Knicks just don't want to give up Carmelo without getting something in return. Hence the big contract. I mean, the trade, the way you have to make it, 6-3-4-3, is to pull off the trade, and then the numbers have to work and the cap, all that has to work. A lot has to go in play, has to go in place to make it really happen. And I put the wrong number on the screen. Let me change that. 773-897-6343. All right. If you'd like to be a part of the show, that is a number you can call, 897-6343. 897-6343 is the number. Also, if you're listening to Talk Talk Now, if you're following me live, please do share the video with your social media community. And if you happen to listen to this as a rebroadcast later, you can still share the video. So when you share it, that helps us to increase our audience and do some of the other really exciting things we have planned coming up for this football season. I am working on putting together a Chalk Talk event. I know you guys have been asking for it forever, and I am working on putting together something to kick off the football season. Since camp is 2 weeks away, I'm seriously looking at, you know, securing a location, finding a venue that will partner with me, and doing a really fun event to kick off football season. So if you are a fan of Chalk Talk, and if you have a suggestion about a venue, inbox me, let me know, or you can email me, kim@kimwhitedavis.com. I would like to do something somewhere on site. We have a Chalk Talk show, we do a Chalk Talk event, and it'd just be a whole lot of fun to see a lot of you guys in person and in the audience. So let's make that happen. I'll keep you posted. But if you happen to know a venue or have one that might make sense and be a fun, cool place to host it, hit me up and let me know. I'd like to get moving on that actually this week. And, okay, bae, and try to make that happen. All right? So before we get out of here today, we also want to talk about what's happening in the world of Major League Baseball, right? Where, as I told you earlier, the Houston Astros continue to have the best record in the American League. And second best record overall. They led most of the first half of the season. The Astros had the best record in the majors, while the Dodgers made a push heading into the All-Star break. And the Dodgers are 61-29. The Astros are 60-29. They're one game better than Houston, and the Dodgers are 7.5 games ahead of the second place Arizona in the West. So the Astros look pretty good. You know, could this be the year that the Astros are able to maintain a lead, take this into postseason, and compete for, you know, compete for the division title and the American League, you know, to win the American League and represent the American League in the World Series? Could this be the year? It has been a long time since the Houston Astros got that far in postseason. They played in the World Series back in 2004 when they lost to the White Sox. That was a very dominant White Sox team. But that's the last time the Houston Astros got to the World Series. So what is that, 13 years ago? So could this be the year that they get back there? We shall see. Anyway, you want to talk a little bit about the second half of the season? The Astros will get back in action on Friday night. They'll be at home in Houston, and they will be play host to Minnesota. Excuse me. So the Astros have a weekend series that they're hosting at Minute Maid Park. If you're in Houston and you're looking for something to do with your family, a baseball game is always a great option. If you have not been out to check out the Houston Astros and see what they do, I encourage you to do that. It's a great stadium. It's a great experience. And the team is really good. They've won 60 games already. They're on pace to win more than 100. So are the Dodgers. And, they're both on pace to win 100-plus games. Something that hasn't happened for two teams in a single season since the Cardinals and Yankees in 2004. So they're pretty much looking down at the rest of the majors right now, but there's a lot of season left, right? There is a lot of season left. The Astros are led by all-stars Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, and George Springer. They top the majors in runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, and batting average. And most importantly, they also have a whopping 16.5-game lead in the American League West, allowing them to really take their time with Dallas Keuchel after the 2015 Cy Young Award winner has been shelved by a neck injury. This is the second time he had to take a break because of that injury. So, you know, that 16.5-game lead is a good cushion. Now, they can't just sit back and straight chill. But it's a good problem to have, you know. It's a good place to be. So to be able to allow Dallas Keuchel to come back when he's really ready and not too soon because you're pressed to try to win, you know, that gives him a little bit of breathing room. So, you know, George Springer has been nothing short of amazing the first part of the season. And this Astros team is just fun to watch. I mean, in case you didn't hear what I said, the Astros top the majors in runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, and batting average, right? They're the best in five categories, all offenses, but that's really important, runs, hits, home runs, RBIs, and batting average. And they're 16.5 games ahead of in their division in the American League West. So you got to be excited about what we know and see from the Houston Astros. All right, we are just about out of time for today. I want to tell you a few things we're working on coming for in the future. Mookie Norris is going to be joining us. He's one of the big three, talking about the big three and that league and just the experience. Calvin Watkins was going to join us today, but he had he had something else going on. David Steele, my friend and colleague from the Sporting News, will be joining us over the next week or so. And we're efforting a couple other stories. We're going to talk a little bit about NFL free agency. Well, not so much free agency, but the conversation around the NFL and about contracts and guaranteed contracts and what it would actually take for the NFL to get closer to the kind of relationship for NFL players to get closer to what NBA players have in terms of their collective bargaining agreement. And so you heard me say here and others say here in this space before, one of the challenges with that is that for the NFL players to strike, you know, they'd be striking for something that really future players would reap the benefits of. Because most players, because the careers are so short. Good morning. Welcome over on Periscope, RGCVB. Welcome. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, they, 3 or 4 years, the average span of life of an NFL player, you know, it's tough to think that guys are going to strike and risk not getting paid for then what will happen for players that come after them. I don't know how else they change the trajectory, if you will, of their relationship with the NFL like the NBA has done, the NBA Players Association has done. because as you can see from not only just the size of the NBA contracts, which are huge, and that most of them, good morning, Luanda, welcome, most of the NBA contracts are, many of them, most of them are guaranteed, and the free agency is very different. Players have a players get to sometimes pick and choose, and they can kind of get with other players and say, I want to come here, let's get this guy, let's make this happen. It's all because of the way the collective bargaining agreement is written. You know, it's the rules and what they're bound by in the collective bargaining agreement. Not so much the case in the NFL. It is a very different world. So we're going to, I'm working on getting a couple people on the show to talk about the business of the NFL and what that might look like. Oh, yeah, there is another thing that is happening in terms of NBA news, right? The NBA this week has decided that they are going to limit the amount of timeouts teams can take in the final 2 minutes. They are going to limit teams to 2 timeouts in the final 2 minutes of a game. So, you know, how much does that change things? NBA rules. Let me make sure. I believe it was 3 before. They approved rule to drop timeouts from 18 to 14 per game. Right. So that's one of the rules. So they're decreasing the number of timeouts. And they want to make the final minutes of the games move more, be a little more fluid and move a little quicker. So a little more, you know, to be faster so that at the end of the game it doesn't just get bogged down and slow down. Now, of course, with the fouls and stuff, that's one thing. But they're reducing the number of timeouts per game from 18 to 14. And with that, limits timeouts in the final 2 minutes of the game to 2 per team. It used to be 3 per team. So it may not seem like much, but all those little things perhaps make a difference. And so they're trying to improve the overall length of the game. And the latest, this latest change is really more about pace and timing. So those are some things happening around the NBA. Let me see if there was anything else. In overtime, teams previously had 3 timeouts, but that's been reduced to 2. And the board also approved moving the trade deadline from the Thursday after the NBA All-Star game to Thursday, 10 days before the game. So, you know, that's something else that's happening. And they said they're moving the trade deadline up to help any players that are traded at the deadline. Because when the deadline came after the All-Star break in the past, players who were traded didn't have much time to really acclimate themselves to the move, especially if the trade to the player across country. So now if you get traded before the trade deadline, you get a little bit of a break in order and time to make that move. So they just, you know, and, yeah, so that's another thing that the league has done. And it's all about, they say that really is about trying to, you know, be more conscious about how it affects and impacts NBA players and having to make those moves. And it was more unsettling to have a player traded right after the break, as he explained. And now they kind of have 4 or 5 days to really do that because there's no real magic to it. But, yeah, the NBA, I'm sorry, but there's no real magic to it, but this is something they think will be helped. It's kind of like they're adding an extra week to the season to space out travel, and given that they're roughly starting in October, October 17th is the first day of the season, so this was the time to make that change. Anyway, those are some things that have been happening around the NBA. Of course, we are still monitoring the situation with Carmelo Anthony and the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks. Will that happen? What will that deal be? We talked a little bit about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to that date in August for that fight. It's out in the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, so that should be interesting. And, of course, before that happens, we will be all full speed ahead with NFL training camp. So, yeah, I think Floyd wins also, especially because Floyd, they're using the rules of boxing. Kim, there was a trade in Major League Baseball. The Cubs get Jose Quintana from the White Sox for 4 prospects. Oh, thank you for that, Freddie. I think I did see something pop across one of these screens, but okay. So the clubs have made a deal, and, you know, interesting. You know, teams are always trying to get better, right? Teams are always trying to get better. They try to, you know, get better, figure out how they could be I'm just making sure I didn't miss anything else. Teams are trying to get better and trying to think. Yeah, it is Freddie. It is a guy the Astros are kind of looking at, Jose. And the good thing is the Astros are in pretty good shape, but I know that Jeff Luhnow is always looking to see what else he can do and bring to the table. And so that is a guy that the Astros were looking at, but, you know, we'll see what they do. But thank you for that. So the Cubs got Jose Quintana from the White Sox for four prospects. Interesting. All right, that is going to about do it for us today. Again, thank you for tuning in, for those of you who joined the show live, and for those of you who will watch the rebroadcast later on Facebook or on Twitter or on LinkedIn or wherever you see it, please do share this video with your audience, with your social media community, and mark your calendars for next week. So I'm going to shoot again for next Tuesday night to do a live broadcast. And I'm working on finding the right time and date in the evening. I wanted to add an evening time. But we know I'll be here next Thursday. Next Thursday I might be we'll probably do the show an hour later because I have a board meeting. So either we will, I'm going to do the show live and not just do it as a tape show, then I will do the show at 11 or 11:30. I'll keep you posted throughout the week, but make sure you follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, subscribe to my Blog Talk show, and make sure you subscribe to my Facebook Live updates because I will be posting information to let you know where to find me, okay? Let me know the different time. Next Thursday, the time will be pushed back, probably 11 or 11:30, because I have a board meeting downtown that I need to attend, and it is right smack dab in the middle of our broadcast. So with that, thank you guys so much for being a part of this week's show. I appreciate you always being here and being a part of the show. You make it fun. You make it happen. And if there's something that you'd like for me to talk about or something that somebody you'd like for me to interview, let me know. You can follow me on Twitter or on Facebook. You can inbox me. You can also email me, kim@kimydavis.com. You can send me your emails and give me your information. You know, we always have guest interviews on the show, and both of our guests today had some conflicts, and so it was just us. So I hope you enjoyed the open line. We had to talk about a few different things, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, the Astros a little bit, and, of course, the Rockets and the NBA and this ongoing possible potential, you know, perhaps maybe even almost done deal, Carmelo Anthony trade. We will continue to monitor that. And over at Wimbledon, 37-year-old Venus advances to the Wimbledon final. She'll try to become the oldest women's Grand Slam champion in open era. That means when they say open era, that's since 1980. So make it a great, great week. Remember, do something kind for yourself and something kind for somebody else. I'll see you next week. Know what evening, happy Tuesday night. Have a great weekend, everybody.